Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, December the 5th, 2022, 20 days away from Christmas. Tis the season to be jolly. What do we got here? 30 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Discussing the fruitcake toss here this morning, December 15th at 7 p.m. Now, does anybody have information on our friend Ralph Thacker? We want to make sure that Ralph is there that night. So if anybody knows him, if they could give him a call, that would be great. Or let us know how to reach him. That would be super. 740-751-4038. All right. Does anybody have any information on the peanut push or Christmas at the Palace this past weekend? Did anybody attend and have a great time? Would love to hear back from you. Kind of a report on what had happened. 740-751-4038. Now, also, we have this idea in regard to the fruitcake toss about what is going to happen if the weather is bad. Now, really, the only weather that will put us in deep trouble is rain. We can do it in the snow. An inch of snow is not bad. Temperature, we can get by that. But it rain would not be good. So, again, what we will do, the best plan that I have at this point, is we will have somebody at the studio that night if it is pouring rain saying, hey, the fruitcake toss has been moved up the road. And we're waiting for confirmation today on where that fruitcake toss might be moved to. I think I know where it's going to be moved to, just up the road. But hopefully there'll be an inside and an outside at this particular place. But if you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss, we are at 40 people at this point. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. As I said earlier, we've had a lot of people inquire this past weekend on how to get into the fruitcake toss, and we'd love to get your name in there if you know somebody who wants to do it or if you would like to do it. Also, don't forget next week, a few days prior to the fruitcake toss, can you believe it's next week? Isn't that nuts? That we want you to let people know that the fruitcake toss is coming up. Let the people you have nominated know. Now, you can send us a Christmas card here at the station, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Just put your return address in there, and if we get your return address, we can send you a card back, which we've done every year, and then we display your cards at the studio. Now, remember, the winner of the fruitcake toss will get their very own Claxton fruitcake. They will get a certificate saying they are the 2022 Fruitcake Toss champion. They will get a plaque, and they will get dinner somewhere in Marion. Now, here's a question for you in the holiday season. Somebody came up to me yesterday and said, hey, I got your gift ready. Now, this is not somebody that I would typically think about buying a gift for. A matter of fact, I doubt I would ever think about buying a gift for them. So what do you do in those situations? Do you feel obligated to go out and get this person a gift? Or do you just take the gift, which you know will be coming up here in a couple weeks? See, because here's the catch-22 in this, in my opinion. They have now told me 2 weeks ahead of time, 2 weeks ahead of Christmas, that they have got this gift for me. So to me, that tells me that they want a gift in return. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've read too much into that. But why would you approach somebody a couple weeks before Christmas and say, hey, I've got a gift for you. What do you think? What's the proper etiquette on how to handle that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I don't know. See, I'm more inclined not to get the person a gift just because it went down that way. And that way, if they just got a gift out of the kindness of their heart, which maybe they did, then it's all okay. But other than that, that's my dilemma this morning. Has anybody ever done that to you? Came up and said, hey, I got you a gift. Your gift's all ready. It's wrapped and under the tree. Well, you know, it's all very nice, but does that mean I have to get you a gift? And maybe I would have gotten you a gift anyway. But this person is not typically somebody I would get a gift for. I'll tell you why, because this person is somebody I believe I'm in a Secret Santa competition with. Or drawing. I guess it's not really a competition. Secret Santa drawing with. So why in the world would I get them a gift? I don't know. What do you do in that situation? Somebody's got to have some advice on that. 740-751-4038. Also, did anybody read the newspaper this morning? I saw online there was a story about the peanut push. Any stories about Christmas at the Palace or the peanut push in the paper, the actual hard copy of the paper today, saying how much they raised or what the turnout was? I hear it was very good on both accounts. And I'm very, very glad to hear that, to be sure. All right. And, of course, how do you avoid sick people during the holiday season when they get right in your face and tell you they've had the flu shot and they still got sick? What do you do? Just bat them out of the way? I don't know. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. Now, last week, we did get into a Family Feud question. I know people love to play the Family Feud. We got into the Family Feud, and we did have an answer left hanging in a particular question. Now, the question was, what would another driver do that would make you mad? Do you remember that question? What would another driver do that would make you mad? Now, there were five answers, and we have four of them. We have cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use turn signals, and fail to pick a lane. But there was one answer left. Does anybody know what that one answer left is? 740-751-4038. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Remember, we've got four answers. Cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use their turn signals, and fail to pick a lane. But there is one answer left. What would another driver do that would make you mad? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I always said this one was right up Sarah's alley, being out there on the road all day long. But I think a lot of us have our pet peeves when it comes to driving. And I think a lot of things make us angry as we go up and down the road. Does anybody have that missing answer? Only one answer left here. And I think we had a hard time coming up with this one last week as well. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off was the number one answer. Honk at you continuously was number two. Fail to use the turn signals was number three. And fail to pick a lane was number five. The number four answer still remains. What is that remaining answer? What would another driver do that would make you mad? When you think of it, there probably are a lot of things that that other drivers would do that could make you mad. Does anybody have a good guess here this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off is always a bad one. Honk at you continuously, that'll drive you nuts. Although you do have to honk at people now because they're on other devices. Fail to use turn signals, we see that a lot. I think Sarah called that one in, that people fail to use their turn signals. And fail to pick a lane. Boy, I'll tell you, you know how many people turn into the wrong lane when they're getting off the off ramps and things like that? Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking tailgate.
Not tailgate, but that's a good guess.
I hate it when people ride my bumper.
You know, I don't know why they do that. There are speed limits in certain areas. I don't know how we get into tailgating.
I don't know either, but it drives me crazy when they're just riding my tail.
And then they start honking at you.
Yeah, that's true.
So it becomes a, kind of a two answer for one there.
That's true.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. Well, tailgating is not on the list, although it's a very good answer. What would another driver do that would make you mad? I know this is a tough one because we've got the obvious ones. Cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use their turn signals, and fail to pick a lane. But there is one answer left in here that we have not gotten yet. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Flip the bird.
Not flip the bird, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
No flipping the bird, but that would definitely, I think, give you a negative attitude. No doubt about it. And boy, you see a lot of that going on, don't you? My goodness. People make the slightest mistake, and that bird comes out, letting people know they've done something wrong. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use their turn signals, fail to pick a lane, and there's one answer left that we do not have. Who's got the answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to slide in this morning with the correct answer? Something another driver would do that would make you mad. Go ahead, caller.
Failure to use their headlights?
Not failure to use the headlights, but that's a good guess. Hey, what do you think of our plan B for the fruitcake toss?
You always have to have a plan B, so I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets rainy, we'll just have somebody standing out there to say, hey, we're up the road a mile.
Yep, always got to have a plan B.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Have a good show.
All right, still don't have the correct answer here. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use turn signals, fail to pick a lane. One answer left. What would another driver do that would make you mad? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has the final answer here? With about 30 minutes left to go, coming up on 30 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. It's a tough category because we're down to the nitty-gritty here. Down to one answer. what would another driver do that would make you mad? Well, maybe this person's got the answer. We can only hope. Go ahead, caller.
They don't dim their headlights.
Not dim the headlights, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not the dimming of the headlights, but certainly not a bad guess at all. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Now remember, we've got cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use their turn signals, fail to pick a lane. One answer left. 740-751-4038. Who's got it? Maybe this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Speed up trying to pass.
What's that?
They speed up when you try to pass them.
No, good guess, though. Not speeding up when they try to pass. All right, I think we got another call coming in here. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Drive slow in the fast lane.
Oh, doesn't that happen a lot? No driving.
Yes, it bothers me.
Now, have you debated on if you're going to get in the fruitcake toss yet?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to for sure be there to watch.
It's going to be, who's the odds on favorite to win?
My money's on the big guy that was on the TV show.
Mike McGinnis.
Yeah, I think he can put his weight right into it.
See, I still got to go with last year's winner, Dono. I think he might be able to take it home.
But then again, you never know, you know.
It's going to be something to watch. Well, hey,
Sarah might wing that thing 80 feet. You never know.
Well, Sarah's never participated before, so she could win. I've never seen her toss a fruitcake.
All right, thanks, Scott. I'll keep thinking.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, the question, what would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use their turn signals, fail to pick a lane. One answer left. 740-751-4038. Who's got the remaining answer out there in listener land? 740-751-4038. It's always hard when we get down to one answer. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off, of course. Honk at you continuously is bad. Fail to use turn signals is bad. Fail to pick a lane is bad. But there is one that we have not guessed. What is it? 740-751-4038. 33 minutes past the hour here, 31 degrees and sunny skies in the Marion area. A lot of talk about who's going to win this fruitcake toss December 15th at 7 p.m. You know, I don't know. I don't know who the odds-on favorite is. I think you would have to say last year's winner would be one of the odds-on favorite to win after tossing that thing 70 foot. But you never know. Somebody could come out of left field, toss it maybe 75 foot. You never know. And was that just a lucky toss last year by that kid, Dono Bauer? I don't know. I guess we will all find out together on Thursday night, December 15th at 7 p.m. But I don't know if we're going to find out the answer to this trivia question. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Now remember, the number one answer was cut you off. Well, let's take the call here and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
In the winter, it irritates me when people don't clean off their rear window. They just have a little tiny hole.
Yeah, I know what they don't. They're too busy in life, I think, is the problem. You're right. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Okay.
Failing to clean off the windows in the wintertime. Certainly a good guess. You see a lot of that around here in the winter. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use their turn signals, fail to pick a lane. One answer left. Number four on our list. Number four on our list, number one in your heart. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the remaining answer out there? All of you seasoned drivers out there, who's got the answer? What aggravates you when you're out there driving? Actually, how the category is asked here. What would another driver do that would make you mad? That is how it's worded. What would another driver do that would make you mad? We've got cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use their turn signals, fail to pick a lane. One answer still to go here. Who's going to get that one answer? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
What about not paying attention, like being on their phone?
That is it. Talking on the phone. You know, I thought we would get that one. Yeah.
I was just thinking, man, I get burned up when I'm sitting behind somebody and the light turns green and they just sitting there talking.
You know, and they are completely unaware of anything going on around them.
And then you honk at them and they get mad at you.
That's right. So then you commit one of the sins by honking at them.
That's right. Hey, I got a question. Is Jeff Ruth in the fruitcake toss?
Yeah, I do believe somebody put him in the fruitcake toss. I believe so.
All right, yeah. I might have to switch. I might have to switch from Mike McGinnis to Jeff Ruth.
Well, you never know. He might get out there and toss it.
That's my man right there. I'm voting for him. All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, bye-bye. Well, hope somebody has let Jeff know he's in the fruitcake toss. I forget who entered him. But here's the category. What would another driver do that would make you mad? It's cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use their turn signals, talk on the phone, and fail to pick a lane. Those are today's answers. All right. Let's do another category here. We've got 22 minutes. See if we can get through this thing in 22 minutes. Also, if anybody has any information on Ralph Thacker, let us know, 740-751-4038. Want to inform him that he is in the fruitcake toss this year and will also be getting a plaque for winning the fruitcake toss the first year that it ever happened. Five big answers. Name a reason you would go to the park. That's the category. Name a reason you would go to the park. Five big answers here. 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would go to the park. Now, there are a lot of reasons I think people would go to the park, but we have got the top five answers as surveyed around the country. And these are all, I would say, I doubt we'll have a whole lot of problem getting these. Name a reason you would go to the park. 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would go to the park. Maybe our listeners don't go to the park very often. But we've got five big answers here for you. Name a reason you would go to the park. All very, I'd say common answers. Nothing on this list looks very difficult. Name a reason you would go to the park. 740-751-4038. 20 minutes left to go. Will we get this category finished today? Will we even get this category started today? I guess is a question. Name a reason you would go to the park. We don't even have the first guess yet. Maybe we're not park goers here in Marion, Ohio. Heaven knows we have enough parks here in Marion. What do we got? Garfield, Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Sawyer Ludwig. We've got parks galore here in Marion. You know, I don't know if a lot of people go to the parks here, though. Maybe they go to other places. Name a reason you would go to the park. Go ahead, caller.
For a picnic.
Picnic, number one answer. You got it.
Woohoo!
Picnic, number one answer on the list. Of course, a lot of people go to the parks for a picnic. Name a reason you would go to the park. Picnic number one. Still have four other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would go to the park. 41 minutes past the hour. On this 5th of December, 2022. You know, those park picnics are awful nice. Of course, this time of year, not much of a chance you'll be going to the park for a picnic. Unfortunately. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Baseball game.
Baseball game. Yes, play sports is number four on the list. You got it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Play sports comes up at number four on the list. So not a bad guess at all. Name a reason you would go to the park. We've got a picnic and to play sports. Still three answers left to go here. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. 18 minutes, 31 degrees, and sunny skies here in Marion. 740-751-4038. Name a reason you would go to the park. Number one answer was picnic. Number three answer, our number four answer is to play sports. Still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. All right. Who's got the answer? Well, name a reason you would go to the park. Picnic number one, play sports number four, and still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, picnic one, play sports number four. Who's got the remaining three answers? 44 minutes past the hour, 16 minutes left to go. My goodness. Who's got those remaining three answers? Well, we go to the park for picnics. We go to the park to play sports. You know, I like to go to the park to play baseball. but the three remaining answers might be eluding us this morning. Well, apparently the three answers are eluding us this morning. Name a reason you would go to the park. Picnic 1, play sports 4. Still three answers left to go. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the correct answer? Or answers? 15 minutes to go. Three answers left on the board here. You know, this might be geared toward people who live in bigger cities, to be honest. I don't know. A reason people go to the park. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Play at the playground.
No playing at the playground. No, good guess.
Playing. Okay.
No, good guess. No going to the playground, although it's not a bad answer. Certainly not a bad answer at all. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Listen to the band.
No listening. No band. No listening to the band. Unfortunately. Not on the list. Name a reason people would go to the park. We've got a picnic and to play sports. Three answers left to go. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Just to relax and watch the squirrels and birds.
You know, that's a nice thing to do in the park. Not there, but a good guess. You know, we had the guess of play on the, you know, merry-go-round and swings and things. There's an answer on here that's kind of close to that. But it's not exactly playing on the equipment. Go ahead, caller.
How about walking?
What's that?
Walking the dog.
Walking the dog, 2 on the list. You got it.
You got to get those dogs out there exercising.
You do. You got to get them out there. Dog. Walking the dog on the list here this morning. Thank goodness. Got the old walking the dog. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was going to say walking or jogging.
Yeah. Go for a walk or run. 3 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Walking or running was 3 on the list today, so not bad at all there. 48 minutes past the hour here. Name a reason you would go to the park. Picnic, walk the dog, go for a walk or run, play sports. One answer left. What is the one answer left? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say swimming.
Not swimming. Good guess. Swimming, not on the list today. Now, like I say, it's not so much to go to play on the equipment, I guess. It's kind of a backhanded answer off of that, to be honest. Not go to play on the merry-go-round or the swings, but it's very close to that. I'm trying to think of how you would say this. What would you have to do to be able to go and play on the swings and the merry-go-round and all of that? Go ahead, caller.
The only thing I can think is take the kids for playtime.
That's it. Take the kids to the park. You've got it.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. We got them all finally. We had a little dry spell there for a moment. Name a reason you would go to the park. Picnic, walk the dog, go for a run or walk, play sports, take the kids. All right. We got 11 minutes left here. Let's see how well we do with this next category. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Now, that's a fun category. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Five big answers on the board here. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What chores were you forced to do as a child? Five answers. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say take out the trash.
Take out the trash, number two on the list. You got it. Take out the trash comes in at number two on the list. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Four answers on the list here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'd say mow the lawn or some other kind of yard work, rake leaves, mow lawn.
No doing anything with the lawn. Good guess.
Shoveling snow. That's really good exercise to make your arms strong for a fruitcake tossing, though.
You know, it certainly does, but no shoveling snow on the list.
These people must have lived in the South, right?
Maybe they did. Southern fruitcake.
Okay, thank you.
No shoveling snow on the list here today. What chore were you forced to do as a child? All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll say clean your room.
Clean your room. Number one answer. You got it. Clean your room comes in as the number one answer. How about that? So we've got clean your room, and we've got take out the trash. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Go ahead, caller.
Do the dishes.
Do the dishes. Number three on the list. You got it.
All right, thanks.
Do the dishes shows up at number three on the list here today. Maybe here's another answer. We can only hope. Go ahead, caller.
Remember that song Valley Girl with Frank Zappa and his daughter? I'm gonna take a line from that song, Scott. My mama makes me wash the dishes and clean the cat box. That's what Moon Unit had to do.
Do the dishes is number three on the list. You got it.
No clean the cat box?
No clean the cat box, unfortunately.
They must not have had any pets, so they had outdoor cats. Okay,
yeah,
see you later.
A pet-deprived household, possibly. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. Two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Make your bed.
Not make your bed. Good guess, though. No making of the bed on this particular list. What chore were you forced to do as a child? 53 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Two answers left. Clean the room, take out the trash, and do the dishes we got. 6 minutes. Two answers. We'll have to get a correct answer every 3 minutes. 31 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. 740-751-4038. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Pick up your toys or clothes.
No picking up toys or clothes. No picking up toys or clothes on the list. Two answers left. Are we going to get them as we approach the five-minute mark here? All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, when I was a kid, I had to go out and get the mail and the newspaper.
You know, that's a good chore. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thanks.
No getting the mail or the newspaper, unfortunately. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Oh, we lost that one. If that's you, give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. Go ahead.
I'll say watch your brothers or sisters.
No babysitting on the list. No watching the siblings on the list. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Under 5 minutes here, who's going to get the two remaining correct answers here? 740-751-4038. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's say feed your pet. No matter what the pet is, you had to feed your pet.
Not feeding a pet. Feeding a pet does not make the list today. Two answers left, and we're down to 4 minutes. Gonna have to get an answer every 2 minutes here. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. Two answers left to go. Are we going to get them today? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now we're down to 3 minutes. 3 minute warning here on WGH Talk. As time blows by. Go ahead, caller.
Brush your...
What's that?
Brush your teeth.
Not brush your teeth. Brush your teeth does not make the list. All right. I think we have another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Walk the dog.
Walk the dog. No walking the dog on this one. No walking the dog on this particular, in this particular category, I should say. Go ahead, caller.
Mop the floors.
Not mop the floors. Mop the floors do not make this particular category. Man alive, a lot of guesses and two left to go here. What chores were you forced to do as a child? 2 minute warning here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say run the sweeper.
What's that?
Run the sweeper.
Not run the sweeper. Run the sweeper does not make our list today. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Run the vacuum cleaner.
Not run the vacuum. No running of the vacuum cleaner. A popular guess, but not the correct one. Unfortunately, go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say clean the bathroom?
No cleaning the bathroom. No cleaning the bathroom on the list here. Uh-oh. We went to the answering machine. If that's you, keep on calling. 740-751-4038. Uh-oh. We don't have our dial tone back yet. We're working on it. 59 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, here goes the phones. Go ahead, caller.
You had to iron the clothes.
No ironing of the clothes. No ironing of the clothes. 30 seconds. Two answers. I don't know if we're going to get them today. What chore were you forced to do as a child? Clean your room, take out the trash, do the dishes. Two answers left. 740-751-4038. I don't think anybody's going to get them. You know what? We might do some more of this tomorrow morning. Tune in tomorrow from 8 to 10 a.m. We're always having fun. Scott Spears for this
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for the holiday season.
And a big good morning to all of you. Welcome to Wednesday morning already. Yes, it is. And it won't be long. It's going to be Christmas. Ha ha. Did I say I'm Charlie Evers? I'll be here for a couple of hours.
Appreciate a little good thing. However, I'm reminded of a story